I'm Grace Cavalieri, reading from a book-length poem called Showboat. This term I use for the Navy aircraft carrier, and this is dedicated to all Navy wives. It is memory splintered on the page. Showboat. Birds in New Hampshire, Maria's laughing in the kitchen. All night the birds taped to us inside, let them go. Pressed against the pane, let them. October, the year we met, Ken proved we could do anything, even if penniless, even if gangs of thought were against us. In accord, we could do anything, together, in each of us. Ice on the door, he opened it anyway, shadows in the cellar, then light. Years before he froze to death in intubation, we would dance on the floor. Before the pipes failed, bird, if you cannot fly, you are useless. First house was a song and a flower, gardenias, japonica, carnations, Queen Anne's lace. I unlatched the door, lifted the linoleum, painted the porch, put milk on green leaves, made mosaics of ours, had a child, bought a silver cup. The dust stays in the air, but we are not there. We left traces, a fake Mondrian in the garage. A neighbor feeding her dog. The coast went north and south, telling each other this again. There are headlights on the roadway, a diaper, a new curtain. Just past the pass to the left, we threw the rope toward us. Sand, sun, lagoon, run, shunning memory. The wreck of the wrong, featuring the future sea. Birds that are not black and blue still fly. Blood now, babies now, half a body turned to make new bodies, harder than truth, new heads, sweet, oh, church bells, breast, tongues of milk against me. Give them each a hat, say sun, probable, bundle, all the stems have leaves. Florida, we've been here before, the Navy again, carrying pictures, shoes, cribs. We had mothers, been mothers, our thumbprints, women shared plates, strange lights came through, yet the blue water, the red birds, a boat listless, always waiting, weightless water. Friends, are you listening? Piercing the ear with jewelry and cocktail glasses, crucifying death with wine. Music, bare shoulders. Every syllable, a new friend. Cakes in the oven. We found cruel hands twisted the wrong wrist. That was a mistake, forget it. Alcohol, dead sparrows. Cease our wonders. Our neighbor's husband raped her. She said good makeup protects from sunburn. She says it does. Don't go, men, but you must. Barbara hid money and polished the floors. Jenny bought pillows. Betty locked her son outside. Sandra played bridge. Men dispirited the air with their airplanes. New weather, old weather, no one cried. Young people traveled to us. Sometimes I dream the aircraft carrier is a showboat with dancing girls and music, accordions, boxes of wine, and pastries too, Easter eggs and different species of fun. I wouldn't even be jealous if he were happy, bobbing on the waves, singing, laughing. That August, a plane crashed. It was Donna's pilot. We went there. Her tan arms, her white linen dress, the knock on the door. Thank God her door was not our door. Don't say that out loud. Blonde Donna, who never thought anything bad. Now she's as human as it gets. And what of the next one? And the jacket you loaned her? And the soy sauce jar she gave you? Inside a circle we stood of what could possibly happen. Stars and stripes forever, old cars, new cars, next in line. Goodbye, goodbye, don't look back, please don't cry. The stalker wakes, the stalker waits. The decal on the car says, "A squadron went to sea." Hold our hands together. The lake is green, Whidbey Island. The children run. The wings fly, the black sand shines. Minnows swim below the surface, fluttering the day, every one of them. Oh, heroes, oh, straps, vests. What is lowly, what is high? The air is like green grass. The contrails are resurrections spinning on the far side of the world, silent. How we keep going without a word from you, not even a secret to keep. Yet poetry will happen. Helen reads Jane Austen. Meg plays Bach on her piano. Pocketing sounds, our hair blows. Tropical plants sing in dark woods. Sisters, ideas, English muffins, tricycles outside, Cuban missiles. Lovely children in their cribs, wake now. Remember the moth of a mother leaning into your clear dark. What was left of sleep, the fountain over you, the silence we guarded, you who will never die, pieces of heaven. The future is crying, stand up, move like pigeons, always going home, bringing dishes, forget terror. Nestle wherever you live, tree shadows are everywhere, East Coast, West Coast, the hilltop is just another place. What if he learns Russian and you do not? What are the summaries, the outcomes of being left at home? What to fasten, hold in palms of your hand? What slope to climb? How do the steps go up and not down? It takes a long time. Frame this picture, squarer of morning suns, men with scopes, women with intricacies, gusts of wind, both places, yellow tablecloth, broken tulips, mountains, valleys, oceans, everyone wants to come home, even us at home. Warm the rice, pull the fish, swim, run now, wear a scarf, not poverty, not riches. Pencils, paper, then the cat gives birth to kittens, and the children deliver them, and we're all so scared, so numb, it feels like joy. I was born in Trenton and never thought of California. How a camper loses brakes downhill, the comfort of picnic tables, wild horses in Montana, bears clawing against the car in Wyoming, 2 a.m. an army of flies, then the blanket, the horizon, the slip of safe cement forgotten. Blue brocade, that's what it looked like the broken light, sky, whales migrating, Del Mar. Children clutching to grow, that restaurant on the sand, a corner table. It fit all of us. The silk shore, click, gone. Maggie's husband crashed. A ruler was found in his plane engine, dropped in. What inspector is missing a ruler? Six children and seriously drunk she came, her head on the table every night. The children eating grilled cheese. Hawaii, that's her goal. She'll teach swimming. We taught her kids to swim. Feed them, feed them, feed them. How many times did I tell him? Yet he did, yet he would. He might die tomorrow, so he will. No matter how we made tempura from scratch, swore love, he will do what he wants without limits. Like a frightened song, popping up impersonal, soiling your fingers so true, there's no putting it back. If the landing signal officer had legs cut off from the wire, snapped on the carrier, if his legs were left on the deck, we have to move again. It's only logical. Cross the country. Someone has to take his place. Goodbye, cliff where I could see the church below, high surf, Marlene dancing, Sally's hand screen patterns, Becky's ceramic pots, traded for children's dental work. Artists are everywhere, save your sight for the next ones. Thread needles without eyes. You can do it. What if your daughter got a gold rose on a gold chain from her teacher because her father was at sea? What if that possession got vacuumed up, never to be seen elsewhere? Sudden losses are everywhere. They float into machines. A man goes. A necklace disappears. Asleep in the dark, whatever may happen, he's flying over a postage stamp, landing on a dime without a light. The phone rings. A voice says, "I know your husband's gone. I know you're alone. I'm watching you." We sleep huddled in one bed. I tell the skipper's wife how many beetles are in the field, how many are advancing, how many escape afoot. Soon it will be over, this year or the next. The hurricane where we are in a motel with water and vanilla wafers. And it was over, with a husband still at sea. Eve tried to stop the marks on the world, the smudges, the creatures worming out of the apple, the fires inside women with bad brains, good brains, but no amount would help change until they stood up marching. Women, rain, protesting, flushed with it, 1975, potato salad, join the ranks. When I found my mother dead, it was morning. Unintended things happen. Even in June, if it were cold with frost, I could understand. But June? With flowers in the lobby? 1968, all those actors tripping over each other, all those words I wrote, nasty little things, like slipping on something in the dark that squeaked obscenities. Remember that I am, even now, searching to see the miraculous. Even now. Something that will exceed the eyelids of a Navy wife who will not leave. Then he died, after all those years of waiting in the snow for me, after being young with me, then old, the inlets, the muddy comforts, the tomorrows so many, the hammering of metal, the tea, a 12-gun salute. Don't feel anything. Not now, not yet. There's too much concurrent. Follow the voice in your head. Instead, the pressing, the spill, mirrors and moons, green puddles, egrets lifting, dunes residing. Don't stop. Put your hair into knots. Something wild is at work. Just another passage. On TV, the people talk. They speak weeds from their lips. My feet reach the slippers under the bed. Their mouths say hope, but nothing comes out. They don't know that once Shelley caught a fish and Ken put it in the bathtub for a whole week. They don't know real hope. Wide-eyed with hems dripping down the chapels, our girls answer the questions of the priest. Roses will teach everything I did not. War evolves, the dust of love, petals still fresh, I didn't know how to tell them. Every house floats on air, the body out loud, falling down the stairs or up, walking, waking. Little girls, I sent you out saying, this is life. What do you think of it? The tangled beauty I kept for you whenever you returned. Moments before death, four girls stood at his bed. Should we? Now it's time. It's raining, but he can fly IFR. Instruments, pull the plug. There's really no plug. Just 5 seconds. Don't let him suffocate, please. Pink face. Then before I could scream, white chalk. Let us mark this day with a caisson. A person with a new dress. Soup for the crowd. They came from all over, lifted me up above their heads, carried me like the corpse I was. Now I am alone as light, as the smell of lilacs. New roof, new cat, new fear. I can see everything from here, slanting, heading straight inside the gate. Don't think I'm sad, I am not. We took back silver on my wedding day and traded it for pewter. We knew the value of the dull shine and lived by it. Everything else was for promotional purposes. Sounds, feelings, thoughts. I said, look at the light on the tree. Even down on the bark. The part that's rotten. My God, it sparkles. Cancel that thought how I missed my daughter's homecoming. Because I wanted a career. Let's have a prize instead. Spinning and tipping. Growth. The crust of it. The total wish. The shattering and stacking, the mortal bread, the real, the paper cup that looked so full, I took it for China. I'm grown now. Ancestors, take your ancient anger with its attached language, your skills, your bribes of bones, blood from other countries. Nobody needs your rivers now. Ellen was an accountant at PBS. Linda was our secretary. She had a long fingernail. I'm thinking it broke and entered us with cocaine. Home again from Blues Alley, heart pumping, only $7 worth. Oh, my pillow was shaking all night. Thank God I didn't have eight. The business world does not have velvet wrists. It has rubber bayonets. It does not listen. But how I stayed, amazed at men, always men. Rubbing their rough edges, advising, surprising, conjuring, pretending, washing up to begin again. I caused no trouble and did my job. When asked, I said clean words. I wore a white shirt. Once I didn't see a mountain and walked into it 12 times. Give me a fighting chance and it could have been 13. Cindy's in college now. Cindy's an artist. Cindy needs me now, but I didn't know it. I was watching hidden places in the world. I was belonging to Cascades, high heels, and New York on Friday. Where was everyone else? Should I have been teaching, cooking? No, I was confronting life's translations, moving toward the capable. But should I have taught angels something besides making tacos? If I could strip my skin, would I find what I did not do? Anita asked my husband to spend the night. She, my friend. He said no. I didn't know people did that. Friends, fading marriage, fading dreams, naked people. The land and the sea are lonelier than I thought. Intense words. Intense woods. I didn't like your gnats. Four butterflies per leaf. I admit fern too, gravel-like marriage crunching beneath us. Summer days, but look what you bought. Then look what you built. Just look. Gleaming statues, Ken. Now a sculptor. 5 acres of metal rising. And the music, Vicky heard it in her head. It just happened. Nobody ever died of it. It was intact. What else could I do but put it into words? Words hanging on her clothesline, shimmering with embarrassment until the wisdom of melody washed them clean. Rereading this, I forget to be thankful. How could I, a frightened traveler, be given so much? Should I list his love? Once he cupped my chin in his hand. How could he be dead if his clothes hang in the closet? And every day I lay out a clean shirt in case it's needed. Above all else, I love my children. Not charms, but the bracelet. Relentless like fashions of art or games, personal and compassionate, Shelley and Colleen laugh, always at ease, understanding. Cindy and Angel, each young, clear, unforeseen events. Beauty, even that, didn't stop them. New Hampshire, this story I'm telling, it's cracked from the course of time. It's just the brink of the abyss. Follies of stained glass, a wonderful pleasure. Crimson ribbons wrapping it up. A minute's silence.